Hello, I'm Mike King. In this extended clip from episode 21 of the Freight Buyers Club, we're exploring whether US legislators have the Shanghai Shipping Exchange, container lines, and even foreign-owned shipping more generally in their line of fire. I'm speaking to FMC Chairman Daniel Maffei. Big thanks to Demerco Express Group for supporting independent journalism. Enjoy. The Ocean Shipping Reform Implementation Act of 2023 passed the chamber in March. In theory, this could beef up OSRA. Now, I know this is still before Congress and there's no progress likely in the immediate months. But when this came out, it was quite a big story in the media because it was reported by many as targeting China's Shanghai Shipping Exchange, which publishes the Shanghai Containerized Freight Index. The idea being that the SSE provides China or Chinese companies with an advantage that might allow those companies or that country to manipulate container freight market to the disadvantage of US businesses and consumers. What's the thinking behind that? Or do you agree with that portrayal of that act in terms of what it might be used for?
I mean, I have to admit, because having been in Congress and knowing the way things could change, often now as a regulator, I'm so focused on the law as it currently is, particularly given that we still have parts of OSRA 22 to implement, that I'm not familiar enough with all the details of it. Everything you're saying makes sense to me as at least part of what was proposed, but it did just pass the House. You know, I do have to remind some of my UK friends that unlike the UK, here the Senate actually probably, if anything, is more powerful than the House as opposed to the House of Lords and the House of Commons here in your country. So, you know, I don't necessarily see that in an election year going very far. It's possible aspects of it will. We do have, because of OSRA 22, already a rule in the works to look at the shipping exchanges. It certainly doesn't go as far as that new proposal, but I do think we do need to make sure that there's honesty there and we know what we're getting from shipping exchanges, and particularly the way that they're in operation and what kinds of services they offer. So I don't see any major changes coming this year, perhaps next year. But if parts of that get through, then of course we'll implement them to the best of our ability.
Watch out, Shanghai Shipping Exchange, I guess.
Well, I think that is a subset of issues that you've covered before about China and a growing distrust among both parties in a country where at least the politicians of both parties don't seem to agree on much. They both agree that China has in some ways treated American consumers and shippers somewhat unfairly. And so they're looking at several different things and several different dangers. And that's really their business. We're here to help wherever we can. And certainly in areas where we already regulate Chinese entities, such as we do have special powers when it comes to controlled carriers, such as Costco or OOCL. And we keep a close eye on them. And for the moment, those companies are cooperating with us. But we will continue to ask questions where we feel it's important to.
It's not just China that's been in the crosshairs, so to speak. I seem to see this more often online than I certainly used to. And this is the role that foreign ocean carriers play in terms of US trade and whether that's a good and sensible thing for US industry and the US economy. When we last spoke, there was talk of an Ocean Shipping Antitrust Enforcement Act, which would repeal the exemption for foreign ocean carriers from all US federal antitrust laws. I couldn't find this anywhere, if I'm absolutely honest. Did that legislation make any progress at all?
No.
No, right. Okay, that'll be why then.
Part of it is a very inside Washington way that legislative proposals are dealt with in terms of the committees that they go to and the Judiciary Committee being very different than the Transportation Committee. So when you start getting into antitrust measures, partly because of some differences amongst the parties, but also I think that while during COVID it was easy to sort of say, well, we should repeal any kind of antitrust protection that ocean carriers have, when people looked at it more closely, some of the, if you were to say, discourage the alliances by changing the rules, you would find that the alliances have a lot of pro-competitive impacts. And what I mean by that is, because of the nature of ocean shipping and container ship size, and you could have a medium-sized port in the United States, even a fairly large port, such as an Oakland or Baltimore or South Carolina, offer more services if there are alliances than if there are not alliances. And those services do compete on price in all three of the major carrier alliances that currently exist. And so because of that, I think they took a look at it and said, well, it may not be the time to make major changes. I still advocate some additional teeth in it for the FMC. I think that we should be allowed on our own to stop an alliance if we feel that it's violating the current Shipping Act standard. Right now, we have to go to a federal court and do it. But that's a fairly minor thing. And like I said, I was very happy with the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, even though if it didn't have everything in it that I was advocating, it certainly did change the overall paradigm and gave us a lot more strength, I think, to do what Congress and the American people wanted us to do.